Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting for police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. In this edition, Inside the NYPD's fight to get illegal guns off the streets. I'm Jesse Peterman. Mayor Bloomberg convened the first ever Mayor's Summit on Illegal Guns on April 25, 2006. Mayors from around the country met at Gracie Mansion to discuss the problem of illegal guns. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly highlighted specific NYPD initiatives. Later on in this podcast, you'll hear an interview with a detective from an elite firearms task force who has taken hundreds of guns off the streets through undercover purchases and arrests. In his presentation to the Summit of Mayors, Commissioner Kelly described different tips and rewards programs now in place in New York City. Under Operation Gun Stop, the department gives $1,000 to any member of the public whose tip results in an arrest. Calls to the hotline 1-866-GUN-STOP remain confidential. Callers don't have to give their name. Over the last 4 years, the department has received 3,100 tips that resulted in 2,000 arrests and the seizure of 1,200 guns through Gun Stop. The department also has a Cash for Guns program. Any individual who wants to surrender an illegal weapon can do so 24 hours a day at any precinct, transit district, or housing police service area with no questions asked. The police pay $100 for sawed-off shotguns, revolvers, pistols, and assault weapons. Police pay for up to 3 weapons, but there's no limit to the number of guns that can be accepted. Since its inception 4 years ago, approximately 3,000 guns have been collected under the Cash for Guns program. At the Mayor's Summit, Commissioner Kelly also announced a new Firearms Suppression Division. The new unit elevates the status of gun investigations to the same level as narcotics and major auto crime. The Firearms Suppression Division includes the combination of 2 previously separate anti-gun units, the NYPD Firearms Investigations Unit and the Joint Firearms Task Force. The department is also creating a new gun enhancement unit composed of detectives with an expertise in this area. Their job is to debrief all suspects in all felony crimes involving guns. The goal is to find everyone who had anything to do with a gun that was used to take a life or commit a crime in any way. The Joint Firearms Task Force is composed of New York City detectives and agents of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, working in city-federal partnership. Just 2 weeks ago, task force members seized 60 guns smuggled through the so-called Iron Pipeline into the city in a case which led to the indictments of 10 individuals here in New York City and in South Carolina. The detective on the case was Peter Shanhai. He is a 20-year veteran of the police department and has worked in the task force for 12 years. He spoke to the NYPD's Jason Post.
Detective Peter Shanhai is a 20-year veteran of the department and an investigator in the Joint Firearms Task Force. Detective Shanhai, tell us a little bit about your work.
The Joint Firearms Task Force, we're tasked with a couple of things. One thing is the part that I really enjoy about the task force is that we go after gun traffickers. We go after the individuals that are bringing guns from out of states where the gun laws are very weak into New York City where the gun laws are very stringent, and most of those firearms that they traffic here end up in the hands of bad guys. So those are the people I really like to go after. We'll start a small investigation, usually via an informant, and have an undercover introduced to the bad guys, and then we'll start a buy case, and ultimately a month down the road we'll end up locking up those individuals. I say I like the first part better, the going after the traffickers better, only because I believe if you stop the traffickers you can really interdict the firearms coming into New York City.
And you recently completed a big case. Tell us a little bit about that.
This was a case where individuals who resided in South Carolina wanted a New York connection because they wanted to traffic guns into New York City. So I was able to infiltrate that organization and win their confidence and have them come drive from South Carolina with firearms in their cars and then meet me at a location in Brooklyn, and we were able to do the exchange. It started out just cash for firearms. And then it turned out that I realized that these guys are more interested in drugs than they were with the guns. The guns was like a side thing they were doing. And when it was time for them to re-up on their drugs, they would get more guns for me. These guys were not only gun dealers, but now they're also drug dealers. I devised a scheme where I said to them that if I was able to get them a kilo of cocaine for about $16,000 and give it to them on consignment along with some firearms that they can give me, would they be interested? And they jumped at the opportunity. And I said, hey, you know what I'm going to do? Instead of you guys coming all the way here to bring me guns all the time, I'm thinking about coming to check your operation out in South Carolina. I want to see what you guys are all about over there in South Carolina. And what I'm probably going to do is bring about 2 bricks with me. A brick is usually qualified as 1 kilogram of cocaine. And what I will do is I will get as many guns as you can get together in exchange for those 2 bricks, and also a promise that you're going to bring me the rest of the money that's owed to me, being $16,000 per brick, within a month. And they jumped at the opportunity. They said, you know what, we can turn 2 bricks around in just a few days. You won't even have to wait a month for your money. So we'll get some guns for you, and when you come down, you deliver the 2 bricks to me, and we'll do the exchange, and then within a few days, we'll drive up with more guns and more money. I was able to fly to South Carolina with my team, hook up with ATF agents and local law enforcement out in Columbia, South Carolina. They rented me a vehicle, an undercover vehicle, and they also placed me in a hotel room, which was all wired up for video and sound. We rented most of the rooms on that floor. They came inside of the hotel room. I got into conversation with them and showed them the 2 bricks. They gave me the firearms. And at that point I said, okay, let me go outside because I think I have some other cash for you. They had wanted me to loan them some money, which was perfect for me to go outside where my field team would move in. And at that point I told them, let me go get the money, walked outside, and field team moved in and arrested them. So we were going after these guys federally, not state. So the law is much more stringent federally against gun traffickers than it is state. Even if you're in possession of one firearm and you're a convicted felon, you can face up to 5 years just for one firearm. To go even further, even if you're in possession of a bullet, you can go to jail for 5 years, and a lot of guys don't realize that. In all, we got about 11 defendants. Most of them, I'm happy to say, are cooperating with us now to give up other individuals that were doing the same thing that they were doing. I personally think that that investigation put a big dent in individuals bringing firearms here.
In your 12 years in the Joint Firearms Task Force, have you seen the gun trade change at all?
Yes, I certainly have. Going back about 8 to 9 years ago, firearms traffickers were coming up here with an abundance of firearms, 10, 15, 20 firearms at one shot. That has changed over the years. And I do believe it does have to do with the gun laws, and also obviously the great job that the NYPD is doing, the guys on the street that are looking for gun collars, and units like ourselves that are going after the traffickers.
Detective Shanhai, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
Finally, a word on joining New York's finest. The NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.